I'm Phil Funkenbusch, the show's director at the Lincoln Presidential Museum, and I'm directing the world premiere of The Last Full Measure by Ken Bradbury.
And I'm Ken Bradbury. I wrote the show, and I'm Phil Funkenbusch's greatest fan.
All right, great. Ken, this play that you wrote, from what I've seen, kind of starts at the end, so to speak. Explain why you decided to do it that way and what that means exactly.
I think this was the actor Fritz Klein's idea several years ago. He was playing a what if with me. We work on plays over sushi in Springfield somewhere usually. So he brought up the idea of a play that began at Lincoln's assassination and ended at his death. And there was time in between there, of course. In other words, what if he were conscious? Well, what might be going through his mind? Of course, the nice thing about that, there is no recorded history of what he really was thinking, if he was. So I could go where I wanted with it.
You'd have to fictionalize this, obviously, but was there a lot of historical research?
Oh, yes. Everything is accurate during the course of the play to help sort out in his own mind, what did I amount to? He brings back several characters from his own history, his law partner, his fishing buddy, people like that. And he brings them back. So again, they will help evaluate his life.
So, Phil, you've obviously seen a lot of probably Lincoln-related historical theater pieces working
yes.
at the Presidential Library and Museum as well, on top of just being involved in theater here in
sure.
town where Lincoln is so important. What makes this show different?
Well, first of all, it's very unique. It is like nothing I've ever done or seen. I wasn't quite sure how to produce it. And I've known Ken for a long, long time and his work, and there was something that just was mesmerizing about the script, period. It's sort of surreal. And Ken always has had a great ability to dig into a human being's psyche. And Fritz is playing a Lincoln that he's not used to playing. He's used to playing the presidential Lincoln. And now he's playing the presidential Lincoln who's sort of confused and lost and looking for his way. And I tell at rehearsals, I would say to Fritz, think of this as sort of a fever dream and you're not sure where you are. And there's a whole other level to it. It's also just a beautiful piece. It's a short play. It's a one-act play. It's about 35, 40 minutes long. So,
and tell us, for those who might not know who Fritz Klein is, a little bit about him.
Fritz Klein is one of the premier Lincoln presenters in the United States. He travels all over the country. He even filmed a piece in Europe. He's just got a great sense of Lincoln. And just when you see him, there's this awesome feeling because he just seems like this is what Lincoln might have looked like. And he's also a very good actor. So we've had a great time rehearsing this piece because, again, as I said, it's different for him. It's very powerful and it's sort of sweet at the same time. It's kind of hard to verbalize.
And it's very hard to eat sushi with him in a restaurant when people pass by. Even when he's not in costume, he looks the part as well.
And Fritz is the only actor in the play. It's a one-man play, and so he basically conjures these characters that he has these conversations with. And another interesting thing is we've got, when I read the script, I thought music is going to be very integral to this piece for mood and tone. And so Mark Kaspari, who was a student of mine here years ago and is working on an MFA in sound design in California now, he has created and composed this music and sound design, and it's absolutely beautiful. So it's been a very definitely a local production put on by us and all local. So it's kind of interesting and different.
Well, and speaking of local fixtures, Ken, your writing is known nationally, but you're certainly one of the foremost writers in our area, I would say. Have you taken on Lincoln subject matter before? And why now? Why do this piece in particular?
Of course, a lamp can be a fixture, you know. I don't know how many Lincoln plays I've written, but I've certainly not written anything about this portion of his life after his death. I guess the big appeal for me was Fritz Klein. Again, I've written plays that deal with Lincoln's childhood and his presidential and even his lawyering years. And I've worked with good actors, but my goodness, to be able to put your words in the mouth of an actor of Fritz's ability, that was exciting. And I love writing about Lincoln. I play piano on a riverboat out of Peoria, and we have guests from one week it'll be Germany, the next week Canadians. When we come downstream, all they want to hear about is Lincoln, Lincoln, Lincoln. They only know the Mississippi is there because Mark Twain wrote about it, and they know that Illinois is here because of Lincoln. It's he's an icon whom we must handle with care. I get tired of the vampire killers and things like that. I remember reading Barack Obama's autobiography and thinking it's so unusual for a president to express his doubts about himself. I thought, who else? Well, only one that I know of, Abraham Lincoln, not only in his writings but in his conversations with his friends, expressed his misgivings and his self-doubts. And we explore that a little bit in this play, because after all, he knows he's going to be dead in a few moments, and he keeps asking himself, what was I? And that's why he brings his friends in to help.
We're also doing this as part of, there's several things going on. It's the 10th anniversary of our museum coming up in April, so we're doing all sorts of events for that. And it's the, you know, the final year of the commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. The end of the war is coming up, and Lincoln's assassination. So I imagine we'll be doing other more performances of this.
And so it's obviously a bit of a dark topic here as far as kind of themes to explore. Is there maybe a ribbon of hope or optimism?
Well, I think it's only dark because Phil and I are the only ones describing it here. One of the characters he calls into the room during the play is his old friend from New Salem, Jack Kelso, who never had a job, never had any sort of stability in his life, but in many ways he was Lincoln's inspiration because he had a passion. Now, his passion happened to be for catfish, but while he was fishing with him, Lincoln was introduced to the poetry of Robert Burns, to much of Shakespeare. A very lively character. At one point in the play, his Lincoln's son, Tad, runs in into the room. And he asks, well, how do I approach this thing called death? And Tad is a little soldier. He says, attack, attack. I guess the overall theme is heavy because we all know the end of the play before it begins.
Ah, but you don't know really the end of this play, and it's very...
That's true.
Beautiful hope at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very hopeful play. I don't think I could work on any other kind. Life's too short.
It's going to be an interesting event because we also have music performing every night before the show. At 7:30, the show starts with music. And Thursday night and Saturday night, we have the four sopranos who are, you know, fantastic, beautiful singers. Friday night, we have Ben Bedford coming, who I love, and he's got a great sound and great songs. And then Sunday, we've got the 1st Illinois Regimental Cavalry Regimental Band, great Civil War band. So something different, too. And we're going to have the performances interpreted for sign language. And so we're trying to do it all, you know, trying to give it to everybody.